Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Okay, so is it just that? Because I thought I was the only one. I walked around yesterday going, is my head just firmly up my own?
Listen, it started for me Tuesday night, dude. That's how far back it went from me into yesterday morning and all day.
I didn't even know yesterday was Wednesday. I thought yesterday was Thursday most of the day. Anyhow, true story. But it wasn't just me. Adrian, did you have it too? Because both Michaela and I were out of whack.
Was it you too? No, yes, it was pretty, you know, same, like just decent vibes.
Was it?
My wife texted me. She goes, I just put the trash out. And I'm like, why? And she goes, because she thought it was Thursday.
Oh, my God.
Like, no, it was, I don't know what was going. So there's no, is Mercury still in retrograde and all that BS?
No, I will say that Pluto moved to Aquarius and it has not done so in 16 years. And it was a very big day. But even so, even me, who loves that stuff, was like, what is going on?
You're just making it up now.
I'm not.
Oh, Pluto moved into Aquarius.
No.
You're just saying the words so that we all feel better.
No, I'm not. There was a meditation being held at this Kundalini place, and I really want you to go. Never. It was, I'm not going to get into it.
Did you say where people meet for Kundalini? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Is it the green door?
Shut up. Could you imagine?
I've heard of this place. I'm not really sure where it is or what it is.
We're going to go reflect on Pluto, meet at the green door.
For Kundalini.
What kind of tracks, though?
Well, whatever it takes to get you into a good mood.
Oh, God, no, I was in a crazy mood yesterday. I really was. It was so weird just the whole day.
Full disclosure. I'll give full disclosure. Today's show is coming to you live and direct from Odyssey, Seattle. Our company in the studios in downtown Seattle, where I swear to God, the rent on this place per month, this place is gorgeous. What are we doing?
I know.
It's on the 14th floor of this incredible building In downtown Seattle. I've never seen anything like it. I walked in the door this morning. I went, this is a radio station. Yeah. I may never, honest to God, I may never leave.
Listen, this they've got
phenomenal.
Even the one in LA, the studios are like insane. Mm-hmm. There's like open window. It's beautiful.
They're good. And by the way, are you talking about on Wilshire?
Yes. You know which one.
Been to that joint. It's nothing compared to this.
Really? Oh, no,
it's something. It's something. It's good. It's not as good as this.
Man, I love that. Really.
But the deal is, I was at the farm. You've probably seen on the news, bomb cyclone, horrible windstorm. Two people died. There's 500,000 people without power, including me at the farm. And apparently there's not going to be power back until Saturday. Now,
wow.
Part of the deal with this whole, thing, broadcasting at the farm and all that, we built a studio, and with that built a generator. The internet was still crap at the farm. So I ended up getting the that Starlink, the Elon Musk stuff, where the internet comes from the satellite and all that.
Yep.
It's fantastic. It really is. This segment of the show brought to you by Starlink. give Elon all your money. But the Starlink itself is great. Everything's good. We hooked everything up to this generator. The whole purpose of the generator is to make sure that the studio is functional no matter what. So I go in yesterday morning and I'm like, whoo, flashy lights. This is good. Because the one part of the studio is hooked up to the generator. You know where this story is going.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to get everything going and nothing will connect. And I'm like, so then the internet and all the other stuff is in a different room. And I go in there. That room is pitch black. And it seemed colder in there.
The whole vibe was just giving no energy.
Oh, there was nothing. It was dark and just empty and bad. And so, when the Starlink got hooked up, nobody hooked it to the generator. And let's be honest, that's not my job. I was paying somebody to do that. I don't know nothing about hooking up no electric, nothing. So, so here we are. And we'll make a run at it today.
Yeah, let's go.
While Pluto has moved into Uranus. What was it again? I don't know.
I'm just saying it's a good time for Cancer, Capricorns, and Aries. If you're one of those, you're good.
It's all just stargazing. Here's Miles.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
this on 98.5 KLUC.
I wanted to get into this with the listeners in this part of the show, just to see if everybody feels the same way. The story of, what was her name? Melissa, Monica, whatever. Let's just call her Melissa for now.
Okay.
And remember, she went into the coffee place, got her coffee.
Yes.
On the way out the door. So she gets her coffee. She's heading out. On her way out the door, this guy kind of, I don't want to say chases her, but he chased her.
Yeah.
Out the door, and he's like, hey, Melissa, hang on a second. I just want to talk to you. I want you to take my number. I want to go out with you. Whatever.
Yeah.
She got swept up in the moment, took the guy's number, and one thing apparently is going to lead to another. But the question became, is this somewhat stalkerish behavior?
Listen, we can't say that we want men or women to pursue us, ask us on dates, and then be like, stalker, when they do. Yeah.
What do I always say? Why do you make it so hard to love you?
Yeah.
Why? Why do we muck up the works?
Yeah, dude, I couldn't get on board with this. I thought it was cute.
Okay, but by the same token, dude, there is a little bit of this that I can't fully wrap my arms around.
Why?
We'll get into a minute. 702-364-9898. I literally almost gave you my cell number.
We'll pick up either way.
Uh-huh. It's marginally close. It's just harder to get you on the air if you're calling my cell. Yeah, it's a little tougher for us to put you on. 702-364-9898. I'm not sure what we have for prizes. Like I said, broadcasting from a little different situation than normal this morning, and so not everything is where I ordinarily have it. Chet Buchanan Show shirts, Adrian?
If you'd like.
Yeah, let's do that. 702-364-9898. So is it weird that dude, so when she got her coffee, I've got a matcha espresso latte chino, Melissa, that the guy picked up on it and then is calling you by name as you're leaving the cop, or I, you
or is
know,
it clever?
Which now you know how Michaela feels.
Now I can say
364-9898. First pick is on right now. Chet Buchanan Show.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this on 98.5 KLUC.
What'd you say his name was?
We got Dustin from Southern Hills.
Oh, interesting, because I want to hear from a guy on the Southern Hill. What's Southern Hills?
I don't know.
Somewhere in Henderson.
What's a Southern Hills, dude?
Seven Hills.
Okay. It's funny that slipped by all three of us, too. Uh-huh. Seven. Okay, Dustin. And even as a guy, I went, yeah, this is cool. I don't know that this is the move that I would make. He saw Melissa in a coffee shop, heard the barista, I have a mochaccino latte matcha something or other for Melissa, and he went, oh cool, kind of chased her down outside. Hey Melissa, just want to give you my number, and you know, I'd like to maybe get together sometime. And she was flattered and impressed, and then later on she's like, oh my god, guys might be a stalker. From a guy's point of view, Dustin, what do you think?
So I mean, I think, yeah, he could be a stalker, you know, I mean, because he's paying attention, but, you know, at the same time, maybe he was like the next person in line and she came up to get her coffee and he said, maybe they didn't say the whole coffee. They just said Melissa, and he caught a whiff, like a Gaines, you know, scent things, you know, and she smelled good and she was pretty. And he's like, oh, Melissa, wow. Hey, I'd love to have a coffee with you. Or he's a stalker. Either way, I think it would be like noteworthy that he was paying attention. So obviously, yes, he's paying attention. So it's definitely
sure worth a. So is Ted meeting. Bundy. Have you ever heard of Ted Bundy?
Yeah.
Look Ted Bundy up.
Stop it right now.
That's
a point.
Michaela,
he's got a point.
Those are the kind of smooth moves that Ted Bundy would make.
No way, dude. Listen, I don't often stand up for all dudes, but I think about my brother and my cousins. It's already so hard for guys to like get the courage and ask somebody on a date, and then they do try and you're like, stalker. No, I think it's so cute. I think it's so clever. It's the way to get her attention. If she thinks it's weird, I think she's a weirdo for thinking it's weird.
It's not weird to be called your name when it's like we don't know each other. You're a stranger and you're naming me. That's weird. That's not even a
but
smart
that's your
play.
Name.
That's not even a smart play as a guy to approach with the name if you don't know her. Like that's a part of the play.
Yeah, right out of the shoot. That's the scary part. Dustin, do you agree with that?
Yes.
You guys, if we're making pay attention creepy, we are messed up as a society.
I hear ya. I hear, look,
that's her name.
I'm not against what you're saying, Michaela. I'm not at all.
Thank you.
They don't work together. They're not like, you're not in school and you're in the same class. You're a stranger in public.
But it's not like he looked up her name. You're at Starbucks. I know everyone's name in Starbucks, even people I don't want to know. Like, they're yelling your name out. I think it's normal.
Okay. What if her name is really Christy? And he just called her Melissa to get her attention.
It's even funnier.
There's something in there. There's something in that. I'm not sure what that is.
In the morning. The Chet Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, and yesterday, did you ever get your car fixed?
Yeah, I did. After I was out there for hours, Lisa took one look at it and fixed it for me. So we're good.
Is it the starter?
It is the starter. But what happened was the starter was bad, so it depleted the battery. Mm-hmm. So I got a new battery. The car started again, but now I got to take it this week to get a new starter.
That's a mess.
I know. I just need a new car. So I know.
Here comes Adrian.
Wow.
Busted in the door. That's awesome.
I wish you would have seen this visual. It was like a cartoon.
And then he was like.
That was the best.
It's okay, dude. It's fine.
Just a little radio with some pals.
Yeah. What's up, baby?
You know I love legitimate sound effects. You know I'm not a big one for fake sound effects. Like people make stuff with their mouth. I'm not a big one for mouth sound effects, but the actual busting in the door like Kramer on Seinfeld, that was fantastic.
The visual was phenomenal. I hope it's being recorded.
Hey, we're coming in hot, baby.
Yes. Yes. Speaking of which, okay, and then yesterday, before I move on, not only did your car not work, then you had a bunch of stuff planned and it all got canceled.
Yeah, a bunch of gigs for F1. Here's the thing with F1. I like it for the opportunities of the gigs, but also, and you'll hear this from locals, mm-hmm. it's tough on some of the hotels and businesses. The gig that I was going to end up doing, you can't get to it. So then there was nobody there. So then we said, you know what? Let's just cancel the gig altogether. It's tough. This F1 has pros and cons. And last night was a con because it took my gig out.
Here's what's funny is that none of these things that happen in this town, very rarely are they for us, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But they also generally don't screw up our lives. And
yeah.
F1 kind of messes up our lives. And then, which then, you know, puts the spotlight on, well, this isn't for me anyway. I can't even afford to go and blah, blah, blah. You know, all that. And all but for a lot of us, look, I'm not going anywhere near that anyway. But I'm also not going near New Year's Eve on the Strip. But I hear all these horrible stories. At least New Year's Eve on the Strip, we all know what it is. And, you know, you don't get to leave until later. You know, stuff's blocked off. But it generally doesn't affect me. But then you hear about F1 and people losing money and people can't get to work. And it sounds like a giant pain in the ass.
Yeah, it does. And for like our bartenders, our servers, our cocktail waitresses, they're losing so much money if they're in the wrong space of the Strip this weekend. That's a bummer to me. I don't like that.
Right. And so then that's what makes us mad.
Yeah.
As long as everybody's making money and nobody's really getting messed with, we don't care that the event's not for us.
Totally.
But this particular one, if somebody else is making the money and it's not us, then that's not cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Love for the locals, man.
That's why everybody gets worked up about it. But by the same token, I appreciate they're running commercials on our radio station about buying cheap tickets to F1.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
pros and cons, baby.
Yeah, great. If it all works out. If you're planning on avoiding the whole thing and going to Wicked this weekend, their AMC theaters are issuing a warning.
Oof.
And Michaela's going to go, I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. I'm not.
I can't imagine what it is.
Yeah. That's all coming up in just a minute. Hang on. By the way, we haven't even mentioned it this morning. We're 2 weeks from Toy Drive, kids.
Oh, my God.
2 weeks.
Say it.
Next Thursday, Thanksgiving. Two Thursdays from now, Toy Drive. 14 days until Toy Drive. This there was an interesting phenomenon that popped up a few days ago where Michaela, and through no fault of anybody's, just the question hadn't come up. All of a sudden it struck her that she didn't know where I went to the bathroom. To Michaela's credit, she's been gone for 15 years. Toy Drive has not been part of her life for a long time. So this is, there's things that she knows and there's things that she doesn't know.
Yeah.
Are there any questions? And I realize I'm putting you on the spot. Is there anything else about Toy Drive that you're just kind of unsure of that I might be able to answer for you.
Not a question. I was at a gig the other night at Fountain Blue, and our sound guy who listens to the show, his name's Dan, he said, hey, we want to collectively come together and potentially drop off some bikes for Toy Drive this year. We love you. We want to be involved in any way. And for the first time, I literally felt the tingle. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much. It was so endearing, and I loved it.
And everybody, it's so funny. Our world, the way that it works now, everybody feels like there has to be some formal declaration of, you know, when they're coming, when they're doing what. Just show up. Yeah. That's why we're there. That's you come whenever you want. We'll be on the air starting at 6 o'clock in the morning. We'll stay on the air until 8 o'clock at night. And somebody will be there 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. I'm also here to tell you, if you show up at 10 o'clock and want to drop something off, it's not recommended, but
you won't get shoved out.
The security guy can put the stuff, you know, where it won't get messed with. But a lot of people are like, do I need to schedule this, or I want to schedule a time, or this and that and the other thing? Nah, not necessary. You just don't have to. Will you say my name on the air? If that's your motivation, you're probably doing it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
You should know that we try desperately. I try to, and I'll put this one on my shoulders. That's my job. Is to make sure that everybody gets a thank you one way or another. Now, can we say everybody's name on the air? No. And my God, is that boring radio? You know what I'm saying? But you'll hear it. We do. Well, it is.
Well, I know. It's just funny to me.
He brought two bikes and Sandy brought a bag of toys. But at the risk of that, I do it anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's crazy. It's a mad dash to the finish, and away we go. 14 days until Toy Drive. It's here. It's happening. And let's go. If you're a huge Wicked fan and you're super psyched for the movie, you are not going to like this one bit.
Oof.
AMC Theaters is running a 30-second warning that's set to clips from the movie that says, quote, no talking, no texting, no singing, no wailing, no flirting, absolutely no name calling. Enjoy the magic of movies.
Did you say, you said I wouldn't like this, that I wouldn't do this?
Yeah, you don't like this. I can't imagine a world where you like this.
I love it.
Really?
I love it.
And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I believed that you would not like this.
Tell me.
Because we had a similar conversation. Now, I will also be the first to admit that I believe these are two different things. Okay. Very much so. But so singing at the top of your lungs at a concert, which then impedes my enjoyment of the concert, because I didn't come there to hear you sing. I came there to hear Sabrina Carpenter sing. I came there to hear Taylor Swift. And I realized there's sometimes you can't get past it. Go ahead.
The difference is it's totally different. A concert is like with thousands and thousands of people in this little intimate movie theater. I feel like you can see when someone's texting with their light. Like, people are taking Wicked so seriously. This girl posted, she was bawling after the movie. She was like, I feel like a different person, which I love. Like, go off, sis. But I think that it's so intimate that, like, you should have respect for the art and the people that are in the theater the way that you would maybe even Broadway. Like, don't be on your phone. Don't yell. Don't sing. Like, let this be an experience for everybody. I kind of love it. I totally agree.
The Wicked thing's interesting to me because I realize I'm excited for it, too. I've been excited. Even before the hype started going, I was excited about it. And then I went, I never saw the Broadway production. What do I really care? But for some reason, I do.
Yeah. But I think there's levels of caring. Like, you and I are like, hey, I'd love to go see it. Even as a singer, I'm like, I would love to go see it. Will I see it this weekend? No, I'm gigging. But maybe I will in the next coming weeks. There are other people that would wait outside with their sleeping bags just to get in.
I would also like to invite you all to shut the hell up. If you did go to see the Broadway production, they wouldn't put up with that.
You would never do that in a Broadway theater. In a movie theater, no.
Yeah, they'd be like, knock it off.
Yeah.
Adrian, did you have something you wanted to add?
No, that's what's causing confusion, because I'm like, if this is from a Broadway play, people aren't singing and dancing like in the crowd during the actual play. And this isn't a concert film of that Broadway play. This is an actual movie. Yeah. But to your point with this fandom, like, this is a little different. Like, a woman went viral because she purchased a ticket to go to London for the first premiere to be there, not guaranteeing that she'd see the movie, just being around that. I haven't seen that before.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. And other than Ariana Grande, I'm not sure why that is. And maybe that's reason enough is Ari.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Cynthia Erivo to musical theater kids is like, she's the queen. She's the queen bee. I have all the respect for Cynthia Erivo and The Color Purple and all the work she's done. Yeah. I still wouldn't buy a ticket to London to be at the premiere. No.
And I think you also, I think you said it without saying it. I think all of a sudden, there's a lot of theater kids that are feeling seen.
Yes.
You know, they're in that are like, oh, finally, something for us.
Yeah.
You can't make fun of me.
LVA class of 2006 is losing their minds.
Right. But please lose your mind, but do it quietly. You're not going to be able to stop them. This just in. No, you're not going to be able to stop them. Get ready. So, yeah. Gary Priceler of Hendertucky. Seems like it was forever ago. It was just a couple of days ago. Gary Priceler of Hendertucky is your new champ on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. She'll defend her title next.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Gary Priceler of Hendertucky. She's the brand new champ. Seems like we've had her around for a long time. Carrie, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning.
She's locked in. She's serious.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Who's the challenger that's in big time trouble today?
That'll be Janice representing Red Rock.
Are you afraid to say Janice's last name?
I forgot to ask. We're working hard. Phone line's going crazy. It's striking the man.
Janice, what is your last name?
Yeah,
no. Everybody goes, and they think they're funny. Like,
that's
like it's the first time you ever heard it. Yeah, that's great. So we apologize on your behalf, or we apologize for them to you. I don't know. We're apologizing.
Yes.
Janice, you probably know how this works. First one to three is the winner. Buzz in with your name. Make sure that you don't answer, however, until we call on you, because you may think that you got in first, but you may not have. So that's it. Your quizmaster is the one and only commissioner, Michaela Gordon. And here we go.
Which artist said she's so excited to do a festival, especially after coming off her jazz residency here in Vegas, otherwise known as headlining Coachella?
Who are we talking about?
Janice?
Janice would like to take a swing at it.
Jennifer Lopez?
Jennifer Lopez doing a jazz residency. That no, I find that very. That's a big no.
No, Mama.
No, that's a. Carrie, would you like to steal?
I have no idea.
That's got to be Lady Gaga, doesn't it?
Right, yeah.
Because that's the only one I could think of that has done a jazz residency.
And just announced she's headlining Coachella.
Sure. All right, I'm up one zip.
This pop star is coming in like a wrecking ball as she defends Chapel Roan. What's her name?
It sounded like Carrie.
Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, who else would come in like a wrecking ball but Miley Cyrus? Carrie's got one. I've got one. Janice made one heck of an effort, but she's still coming up empty so far.
This actress, best known from Parent Trap, is making a comeback as she promotes her new film, Freakier Friday, with Jamie Lee Curtis. She's never looked better. What's her name?
Carrie.
Lindsay
Lohan.
Yeah, would it be Lindsay Lohan? I don't agree with you. Oh, she's never looked better, though.
Oh, really? And why not?
Thank you. Thank you, Chet.
Because she's looked better.
I don't think so at all. I think she's sober and glowing, and the people are losing their minds for her.
For her, she's I don't want to cast aspersions, but I take exception. That's all. We disagree on the idea that she's never looked better.
Fine.
Very happy for her. Easy. I don't know why you're being aggressive. With it. Bang! Bang! Bang!
I know. I just felt like it.
There's no reason for that. Jeez, all right.
I just wanted to.
Carrie's up to zip.
John Stamos is standing in solidarity with his best friend Dave Coulier after his cancer announcement. What show were they on together where they both played the super uncles?
Carrie's almost bored with it. She's with Carrie. God, I guess if you're gonna make me answer.
Do it.
You better win. You better get it right.
Full House.
Of course it was Full House. Of course it was. I knew the minute that you just rolled your eye, we could hear the eye roll. I knew.
Yeah. I know.
Hey, Janice, did you at least have fun?
We did. My son wanted to say hello to you guys.
Oh.
Hi, Janice's kid. What's your name?
Hey, little man.
Manny.
How old are you?
11.
Yeah.
How much trouble are you going to get in at school today?
A lot.
I love that. Going into the plan.
Guys. He said a lot.
All right, then.
No, be a good little boy.
You guys have a great day. Carrie, would you like lotto tickets?
Yes, please. Thank you.
All right. Are you calling us from work? I'm sorry, what?
Yes, I am.
Manny wants to say something.
I knew it.
I don't know what you guys know. You guys are the best.
Why am I still here? Who's the
You're
other
the
voice?
Best.
Who's the other voice in the back?
You're the best. Thank you, dude.
Thanks, little dude. He said you're the
could
best,
you not,
Chet.
Could you not put them on? Could you not put them on hold?
We wanted the compliment.
What's going on over here? Good. Hey, Carrie, we'll see you tomorrow on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Hey, who's taking the 177-second survey?
We got Sarah Bacco from the Southwest.
All right, then. Sarah, you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
No, really, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure? All right, good. Yeah. Hey, what time is Thanksgiving dinner?
3
for you. Adrian nods approvingly.
Sounds about right. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Yeah.
Kayla?
Yeah, I'm down with 3. Mm-hmm.
It's 2:00. Are you too late?
It's usually like 3. I mean, you got to eat a couple times, right? Over a couple hours.
Yeah.
You just will. You'll be like, ooh, that still looks good. Remember how good that was? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, honestly, I don't even hate 1:00. Two for sure. Yeah, 1. What's wrong with 1?
I just feel like that. Why did you call it Thanksgiving lunch?
She's got a point.
Thank you.
Michaela, I don't know why you need labels. I don't know. It's 2025. Nearly.
Shut up.
We drop the labels. We stop trying to pigeonhole everybody.
You're ridiculous. This is stupid.
Hey, Sarah. Is Sarah Bacco or Bacco?
Bacco.
Okay. So, Sarah Bacco.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a parade watcher, a football watcher, neither, or both?
Football. I'll check out the parade for a little bit, but typically just football.
I'm the same way, but my wife, I'm sure of it. My wife has already set an alarm for Thanksgiving morning to get up and watch that damn parade.
Yes.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, and it's fine, I guess.
Yeah.
But the people who love the parade really love the parade.
And it's so nostalgic for so many people that like woke up with their families. And even if it's just playing in the background, you're like, I'm a part of this.
Yeah. I like seeing it I think I'm a lot like Sarah, where it's like football's definitely happened. If they said, I've got to go through, we may do this tomorrow for a relationship rehab because I got to go back and kind of look this over a bit. The long and the short of the conversation was there will be no football on TV at our house during Thanksgiving. I know. Thanksgiving is a time for family. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, wow.
Is the family all watching football?
It's a family sport.
Not according to this. So if you found out that there was going to be absolutely no football, Sarah, would you consider not going to Thanksgiving at all?
Yes.
I think that's...
I'd be having my own Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
By yourself watching football.
At that point, I'm calling Chef Barry. I'm plating up.
Funny.
Yeah.
You know what? Last question. And I know we only do three and the buzzer just went. But also, do you go around the table? God, there was this big thing I saw today about going around the table and saying what you're thankful for. I can't imagine anything more uncomfortable.
Yeah,
do that at your... Do you that at your house? Michaela, do you do it at yours?
The head of the household says something to, like, you know, thank everybody for being there and then just, you know, anybody that we've lost that year, but no. But I take when we put my nieces and nephews to bed, they all tell us what they're thankful for every night.
Aww.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's so sweet. You do it as a family?
You do it every day. They do it every day. So, that's different. That's really good. Well, Michaela, you said you do that? Everybody goes around the table?
I do. When I'm at Lisa's family, they didn't say even like I love you before they hung up the phone or left. And then I am so that person. And now over 10 years, they say I love you. We say all the things we're grateful for. They were very uncomfortable when they met me at first, but now they love it.
Yeah. You're just trying to break down the hard, crusty shell that exists.
Around. Yeah, give me a little smooch. Say what you're grateful for.
What's she blabbing about? Can we eat yet? Can somebody pass the gravy, please?
The Jed Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, and by the way, Sarah Baker, one more thing.
Yeah.
Have fun at Post Malone and Jelly Roll with your tickets for next May.
Oh, I know. I'm so excited.
We're so excited for you.
Have fun.
You're our people. We want to hang out with you.
This is great.
Yeah, we should do this more often. Well, if we don't talk, happy Thanksgiving, and then we'll see you at Toy Drive, okay?
You guys as well.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Bye, love.
Hey, this has nothing to do with Thanksgiving, relationship rehab today. If you get sexy pictures from your significant other, but you're relatively certain that they did not take those sexy pictures for you. And obviously there's layers to this. But if you get sexy pics from your significant other and you're pretty sure that they didn't take them for you, should you say something about this? Michaela's covering her mouth right now, and I'm not even sure I want to know why.
It'll be good.
Yeah. Relationship rehab in just a few minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I can tell you with me up there.
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Well, if you're willing to believe this, 2 weeks until Toy Drive.
Unreal.
Literally 2 weeks.
Can I tell you the truth about this one too?
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm I don't think I'm breaking a confidence by telling. I'm going to say this without context. We're not ready either. Is that not right? Because Michaela, yes. So we had a meeting yesterday, and there's just loose ends, and there's always loose ends. But this year, there's a little extra. Michaela, after the meeting yesterday, because remember, it's her first toy drive.
Mm-hmm.
And Michaela goes, "Is it always like this?" I'm like, no, it'll be fine.
I will tell you, my whole life is up until the last minute, and then it usually turns out amazing. So I was like, "All right, that's cool." But then when you're like, "No, not usually," I was like, "Oh, good."
Yeah. Yeah. And just this seemed a little, And not for nothing, Michaela and Adrian and I have been preparing for months.
Yeah. When I started, April 3rd was my start date. That day, you kind of got us in prep mode and we were ready. We were getting into it, so excited. That's why it also feels so unreal that it's already here. I'm like, where did the time go? Like, what?
And this is going to, it'll fly by fast. It really will. And that's, so this is that stage of where I'm looking at the 42 trucks and the, you know, and the 8,000, the 7,775 bikes that we need to get one more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the over at the $802,390 to get another dollar in cash and gift cards. And this is where I start looking at that. And I'm like, so because I'm not only am I going, okay, we're 14 days out from Toy Drive, we're 2 weeks out, but we're also, think about this, how weird this is. We're 26 days away and it's done.
Nuts. Nuts.
And if you think about it in those terms, where it's, this is all the time that we have left to find all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And get it to NV Energy, West Sahara. Oh my God.
Yeah. But you know what, Chet? Honestly, a lot of people have come up to me already because we've talked about it so much and they're like, are you excited? It's your first toy drive. But more importantly, they're like, we're so excited. What do you need? Like bikes? Like, we just want to stop by. No big deal. We just want to drop some things off. And it's really amazing to just see the community be so excited about it. And, you know, it's where the heart is. It's, sure. It's great.
And the part that you may not know about me is I won't believe a single bit of it until I see him show up. So,
oh, good.
You know?
Yeah, like, I get that.
Hey, talk is cheap. I need to see some cash. I need to see some bikes. Mm-hmm. That's what I need. Hey, buddy, I'm on the way. Well, all right. We'll see you when you get here.
Then, yeah, I feel that.
No, it all begins very, very soon. All right. So my girlfriend and I have had a couple of breakups over the last several years. This is relationship rehab. My girlfriend and I have had a couple of breakups over the last several years, but have been together for a couple of years now consecutively.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A few weeks back, she was out of town for the weekend and randomly sent me a very sexy pic.
Hot. Oh, love it.
Good for you. It was nice because she hadn't really sent anything like that in a long time. When I asked her, hey, so when did you take this? She said, a couple of days ago. After looking at it again, I could tell that it was not taken where she lives now and was taken with a phone that she hasn't had in a few years.
Oh,
that weirds me out a little bit. How would you know that? You tell me, you guys know these things more than I do. How would you know that? That you could tell what kind of phone it was?
Probably the quality.
That's what I wondered. Well, if that was.
Yeah, if they don't have a phone case, like, you can tell because the Apple logo's on it. In comparison to, like, I have a Samsung Galaxy, so if I don't see, you could tell if they don't have a case. A lot of people don't.
Oh, you're seeing have a the case phone on their phone. The selfie.
Oh, if it's a selfie.
That's
yeah.
When you said that, that's what came to mind, that I physically see the phone.
No, 1,000,000%, that's what it is. It was taken with a phone that she hasn't had in a few years because it's cheesy. And then, you know what I mean? Like, hello, cheese. But you see, yeah. Yeah, that's it, Adrian. See, thank God you're here. I assume this picture was taken for someone else when we were not together. Since people don't just take those pictures for their own amusement. Should I call her out for lying? Okay, and here we go. Now this is when it comes back to bite you, doesn't it now? Ladies, for all the times that you say 100% honesty. In fact, you know, the previous co-host here, we were talking about the lie of omission. If you didn't tell it, it's just as good as lying.
Yeah, I feel that.
Oh.
Yeah, I side with Kayla. I love it. I usually agree. However.
Okay. Hold on. See, you're giving it away. You think you're not giving it away. You're giving it away. Don't give it away. 702-364-9898 right now. What do we have? $100 WSS gift card?
Damn straight.
Pow! Let's see you. I'm paying attention. 702-364-9898. It's relationship rehab. Do you bust them for lying about when the sexy picture was taken? Call us now.
KLUC-FM and HD1 Las Vegas, broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Girlfriend and I have had a couple of breaks up over the last several years, but have been together for a couple of years now consecutively. This is today's relationship rehab. A few weeks back, she was out of town for the weekend, randomly sent me a very sexy pic. She hasn't done that in a while. I asked her where she or when she took it. She said a couple of days ago. Looked at it again. It's like, this is not where you live. You haven't had that phone since the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to know if he, and he's like, hold on now. And to me, this is the important part too. I say, Michaela, I don't know if you realize every day during relationship rehab, you've crossed your arms again.
It's my thinking position. I got to really focus.
Finding you to be very closed off.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Are you reading my body?
No, I'm an eyes up guy. I'm not. Mm-mm.
Good.
I'm paying attention to what we're doing. So here's the thing. I assume this pic was taken for someone else while we weren't together, it says here, since people don't just take those pictures to keep for themselves. Here's the thing. He says, should I call her out for lying about when the pic was taken? What he really wants isn't, hang on a second. Let's talk to Deanna. Deanna, doesn't he really want to call her out for who that picture was taken for?
No. If they've been together for a while now and he's like doesn't get those pictures on a regular basis and she just happened to want to make him feel special and maybe she pulled up a picture from where maybe she was a couple pounds lighter and just wanted to make his day, he Love should it. Just be appreciative. Good Lord.
Well, I agree with that.
I love that
so much. I do agree with that. Just shut up or you'll never get another sexy picture again.
Yeah, if you give her the degree, she's gonna be so insecure about it. He's not gonna be getting any more. So that might be his last one.
I totally agree.
Yeah. Are you, Michaela? Are you crazy?
We'll get to you in a minute.
I am. So I got the gig.
Wait. So what are we deciding that he shouldn't say anything at all?
He should not. He should thank her for it. He should compliment it. He should be appreciative and he should love her.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Deanna. Have a great day. So Jay, you're not on board with this.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So Jay.
Andrea.
Okay, that works for me too, Jay Andrea. I only know it's on my screen. So should he call her out for lying about when that picture was taken?
Absolutely. I think so.
Oh.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. What good comes of that? Because I get it. You're like that picture. You didn't take that picture for me. And who were you taking?
I just say it doesn't have to be an argument. It could be a conversation. Like, hey, I don't appreciate that. Maybe send me a new one and I would appreciate that one more. But an old one? No.
I hear you, though. But is it not going to become an argument anyway?
I would. Yeah, but then see, both people lose, because then if he doesn't say anything, he's going to feel bummed out. And if he does say something, then she's going to feel bummed out. So it's like, you know, a lose-lose situation. But Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't feel comfortable not saying anything. It would eat me up alive a little.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I hear that part too.
I would appreciate a new one. I appreciate your body now. I appreciate what you look like now. Send me a new one. I would appreciate that more.
Oh, solid point. I appreciate what your body looks like now. Send me one now. I love that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you sending me that one with the iPhone 7? What are you doing? That iPhone 7. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah,
No, thank you. Have a great day, Andrea. Maria, it says on my screen, Maria says it is okay. Does that mean he should say something or should not?
I would say something because I believe in honesty. And I would say thank you for the picture. If there's any weirdness to it, then I would bring it up, you know, because, hey, we're being honest, right? If it causes a fight, then it causes a fight. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So it's just being honest about it.
Mm. I don't know. You know what I often say, and everybody on the show, they're going to start laughing. The juice isn't worth the
squeeze.
That's right. I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze. I don't think it's worth the fight. I get it. It would make me nuts. And Maria, thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Maria.
It would eat me alive inside, the idea that was a picture meant for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially.
Yep.
But is it worth the fight?
Yes.
Talk to Michael. Can we talk to Michael really quick? Saying Michael, you don't think this is, do you think the juice is worth the squeeze to have the fight?
Well, see, and I don't think that I would let it become a fight. Because I've had an example similar to this, whereas I was talking with somebody and, you know, we were just starting out a relationship and she would send me fun pictures. And all of a sudden, if I stopped to think about it, I'm like, wait a second. I know where she's at right now. I know she didn't take that picture right now. So when did she take it? And then, you know, you get into your own head and then that just screws everything up.
That's why you should shut up.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we should, as men, we should take a step back, appreciate the woman is sharing with us, and kind of have a little bit of a conversation. Say, hey, you know, that picture was really good. That was a really good angle, but, you know, you just kind of don't, you know, and kind of blend into why she doesn't look like that anymore, if she doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, maybe now she looks even better. and if she doesn't look even better, you better tell her she looks even better now. Hello?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Well,
but don't let it become an argument, because that is, why argue over something that stupid and mundane?
Yeah, but if you're going to bring it up, I think you lose control. I think you lose control of whether it's an argument or not at that point. Michaela's got a lot to say, I think, if I'm reading body language correctly.
Flip-flopped.
Hang on, Tessar. And then I know that Adrian, if I'm reading body language correctly, Adrian's got a lot to say. And we'll see if we can even attempt to wrap up this relationship rehab coming up on the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, relationship rehab. My girlfriend and I have had a couple of breakups over the last several years. Have been together for a couple of years now consecutively. A few weeks back, she was out of town for the weekend, randomly sent a very sexy pic. It was nice. But it was obviously taken. I love this too. Because, I mean, it sounds to me like it's a great thing that she's hot. You know what I'm saying? Because this is... Michaela, can I ask you before we get further into this?
Yeah.
As the voice for all women,
apparently.
We talked about that. I want to be a voice for, you know, but is in there are certain things that girls do that guys don't do.
Yeah.
You don't bank these. You don't go, hey, I feel hot right now. I'm going to take a sexy pic for later when I might be able to use it.
It's
spur of the moment, right?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. And I kept flip-flopping my answer because the girls were making such good points. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I just didn't want you to get all the way into it. So we'll finish this really quick. So I asked her where the picture was. She said a couple of days ago, I could tell it wasn't where she lives now, and that take up the phone that she hasn't had for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
I assume this picture was taken for someone else while we were not together, because people just don't take these pics to keep for themselves, which you agree with that, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Should I call her out? Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to recognize the representative from the great state of Nevada.
If Lisa, my fiance, sent me a photo and I could tell it was taken a few years prior for somebody else, I would have to say something. It would eat me apart. I'd be so weirded out and grossed out. Call it insecure on my part, jealous on my part. Yep. I want to be so grateful for the photo, but baby girl, just take a new one. I can't. I couldn't let it go.
Right. But why? Okay. But at some point, in the interest of sacrificing for your partner, right? Because they've tried to do something cool for you. To me, what this says is you, A, will never get another sexy pic. B, there's a fight where there doesn't need to be a fight.
Yeah, I hear that. But if the reason is because others, the other reasons that were brought up is she felt more confident in her body. Mm-hmm. I know what that body looks like. Just send me the body you've been bringing me for years. Like, I would rather that than some random one sent to somebody else. It's intention for me, and that photo wasn't intentionally made for me first. I'm not going to get over it. So let's fight. Let's fight. Oh, I'm getting riled up talking about it. I'd be so mad, actually.
Yeah, you're getting fired up right now.
Yeah, Adrian, I am.
Plain and simple, I don't want your secondhand photos.
Yeah, I don't either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that. Don't send that to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, and knowing that this is an on and off situation, so knowing that you guys have been with other partners and stuff, like in theory, yeah, you have a previous life that I wasn't a part of, and that's cool. But if we're on and off, we know each other's history, kind of. It's like, don't send me what you sent to whatever name. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm good. I don't want that.
Yeah. What's the end game? You know what I mean? Like how do you want it? How do you want that to end? Because again, you're never going to get another one of those pictures. And now there's a fight.
Want them if that's what I'm getting, though.
I guess this is what I'm saying. Is it worth it? Is there a world where it's worth it? I hear you guys. I don't disagree with you. I'm thinking, is there a world where if I just suck it up for a couple of minutes, that maybe we can get past it? And, you know, if you get another sketch photo, then maybe you say something then. But in this particular situation, do you just go, man, and then just let it go?
I don't think you approach it with aggression. I would literally say to Lisa, hey, this kind of like embarrassed me and hurt my feelings a little bit because it didn't feel like it was made for me. And I just didn't like that feeling. And then I think the approach that gives her the opportunity to maturely say, you know what? I'm sorry that made you feel that way. My bad. Let's redo. If it's a fight, then that's a fight because they feel defensive. It's the approach.
Yes. And it also gives her the opportunity to go, you ungrateful bee. You know, or what? I don't know.
Totally.
I don't know.
If that's the case, though, we're not agreeing on a lot of things. Maybe this relationship shouldn't be going down to begin with.
So, yes, call her out. Michaela says yes.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian says yes.
All caps. Yes. Are you out of your mind?
Oh, well done. We're done here.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
3, 2, 1.
The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
I know in my heart, Michaela, I should save this for later, but I'm going to do it now because it's bugging me. This literally just came in late yesterday. A few months ago, I got a save the date card from a colleague at work for her upcoming wedding. Now, the wedding is just a few weeks away, and I haven't gotten an official invitation. I know other people at work have gotten them, so I know that the invitations went out. Oh, God. Should I ask her if I should have received one? I'd obviously be embarrassed if she changed her mind and I didn't make the cut. We're not particularly close, but if it was an oversight or I get lost in the mail, I think she would want to know, what do you do? What do you do? How do you... What's that show that they have after 2020 or part of 2020? The... Yeah, it's What Would You Do?
Oh, I love that show where they put them in situations that they're filming like pranks and they see what people would really do in real life. What's that show called?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it is. It's a good
John Quinones guy.
Yes, exactly. I literally, I swear to God, I live my life like that every single day as if a camera's watching me. So I always am morally right.
I would not have had somebody ask me before the show started. If somebody would ask you, would ask me, would that reference get made today? John, I would have said no. And B, I would have never expected you to go, oh my God, I watch that all the time.
That's my favorite show.
Okay, so, Michaela, the white hot spotlight is on you.
I wouldn't ask.
And you got to save the date, but you didn't get the invitation. Other people have gotten the invitation. Do you ask that question?
Well, actually, okay, let me figure. Okay. So you got to save the date, didn't get the invitation. Yeah. I'd ask.
You know that they went out. Okay, but the chances are you didn't make the cut. They went back through after the save the dates and they went, we got to pare this down by 20%.
Maybe, but then I feel like that's the perfect opportunity to be like, hey, girl, I'm still saving the date. I don't know if something went down, but should I still... in anticipation of your wedding. You know what I'm saying?
I have a solution.
What?
I think I have a solution. Adrian, do you?
Nope. Don't ask.
Really?
I'm not asking at all. Weddings are too important for that to just fall under the cracks, in my opinion.
But you got to save the date.
Yeah, you got to save the date. You just didn't get the invitation.
What did
you
say? In this economy, things happen.
And I did save the date.
Yeah, it's on my calendar.
I don't know what that means. I just said it. Okay, I go in and ask, but I go in prepared.
Okay.
So, so you go in and you go, hey, so I got to save the day for your wedding, and then I realized I didn't get an invitation. Well, you know, they start dancing around because now it's uncomfortable and weird. And then you save them and you're the hero and you go, no, that's okay. Cause I couldn't go anyway. Done.
Oh, that's sweet.
Done. It's beautiful. You go, no, that's great. No, that's fantastic. You go in there. And by the way, you go in there with the idea that they're going to tell you, you know, they're going to be embarrassed and they're going to go, and they don't want to tell you to your face. Yeah. We didn't invite you.
Totally. So that's what you've been doing.
So then that way your heart, you kind of have control over the situation. Maybe your heart is a little less broken and everybody gets away clean.
Maybe. I just feel like you just say like, hey, sis, I have the magnet of the save the date on my refrigerator. I'm looking at it every day. Am I saving the date or not?
Right. And okay. But then what happens?
If she says no, then I'm like, all good. Adios.
We just assume that people are able to just blurt things out.
Then I speak for myself. I would just be like, girl, really? What's up?
You would just be heartless like that. And you would just look at him and go, no, we didn't invite you.
No way. On both sides. Never heartless. I'm just honest. And I would be like, you know what, girl? I'm so sorry that I told you to save the date. I couldn't invite as many people. It got really expensive. I love you and I'm sorry. Or okay, if I was on the other side, I'd be like, am I still invited? Or did you have to like... Like you said, I think your approach was really great as well.
That's a good way too. No, that's a good way. Yeah,
there has to be a fight. Just be like, yo, what's up?
Okay, but the way you're first the one yelling.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Trying to find a way to delicately get out of that where you were the one who was like,
well, I was just telling me, I mean, no, you weren't invited.
And I'm like,
but I'm not yelling. I'm Italian. It's just how I talk.
That's right. That makes it all okay.
It does.
All right, we're done here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! That's so funny. Do you think this is real? But AMC theaters are telling people that they'll kick them out if they sing during Wicked.
Yeah, 1,000,000%.
They are going to have, I think they did it to actually highlight their special showings that they're, you know what I mean? They're going to try and maximize it and maybe get people to go twice.
Yeah, definitely. I also feel like they're going along the theory of a Broadway show. You can't sing, you can't yell, you can't be on your phone in a Broadway show. And this is kind of like that for a lot of people.
I'd like to go see Wicked. I really would. I understand what I may be getting myself in for, but I don't need it. I don't like you crinkling paper. I don't like you making noise. I don't like your phone being on. You're the what? Oh, my ringer's all the way off. Yeah, but the light's distracting.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like AMC can make this a rule all across the board. No phone, no texting. Like, it's expensive to go to the movies. And well, when you go, you want to enjoy yourself. You don't want to be distracted with, like, people yelling, talking on their phone. I've literally turned into such an old lady.
That's already the rule. I just don't know that you're going to be able to stop anybody. Adrian, you were chiming in a second ago, but it sounded like you were underwater. What happened?
No, I think it's a genius move to just remind people. There's already the reminder of don't text, don't do all these different things, but they're saying that and being like, hey, we do have a special screening for you if you really want to get into it.
Summer of 2023. We all remember Barbenheimer. They were coming out at the same time. How is there going to be enough room for both movies? And there's only so many people. How are we ever going to do it? Yet we still survived. apparently, that's what's coming up this weekend with this whole deal of Gladiator 2 and Wicked, both opening tomorrow, both expected to do big money. Mm-hmm. They're calling it Glicked.
Glicked. I love that.
Glicked hits tomorrow, according to projections. How much do you think Wicked's going to make in its opening week?
100 million?
Yeah. They say between 100 and 110 million, maybe more.
Holy
Gladiator 2, they think, will be a solid second of 65 million. For the record, Barbie, dang, dude. Do you remember how much Barbie opened with in July of 2023?
No.
Guess.
50?
No. You said Wicked should open with 100. I told you 110. And we all know that Barbie was bigger than this.
Oh, 150 million?
Barbie opened with $162 million. Oppenheimer made 82 and a half.
That's insane.
Unreal.
Wow. Yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm. Well, Wicked will kick butt. I mean, they've done so much PR, even to the point where some people are like, I think we've seen too much of the movie. We just want to go see the movie now.
Both the reviews for both of the movies have been great, too, for Gladiator and for Wicked. Like, these are blockbusters that are living up to the hype.
Yeah.
I expect to love Wicked. I know you look at me and you go, that's a guy. and I have every, you know what I mean? I'm going into Gladiator 2 ready and willing to be disappointed. That way, if it's really awesome, then it'll be that much better. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But Wicked, yeah, Wicked better deliver. And I hear it does.
Yeah, it does.
Hopefully we're delivering right now.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know before we go. Michaela, when the Heinz folks first started, and they were like, okay, we got a company here. We got to come up with a slogan. And I don't know if you've ever heard that Heinz 57. You ever heard of Heinz 57?
Of course.
Okay, you haven't, have you?
Heinz 57?
Okay, well, I'm sorry. The look on your face was like, okay, whatever, I'm listening.
Babe, it's ketchup. Everyone knows Heinz 57.
I thought you were just going,
Wait, now I'm questioning. Do I know what
So what's really weird is that when they came up with that slogan for the 57, Heinz actually had 60 products that they were marketing. But Henry Heinz thought 57 was a luckier number than 60. Why? I have no idea. But that's how it became 57. And like many people, I always thought it was just, 57. different things that they had.
Yeah.
Or 57 ingredients or whatever. He went, no. 60's not the right one. 57, that's the lucky one.
Well, he got it right because Heinz 57 is very lucky. They've done really well.
A guy named William Mitchell, he's an inventor, came up with Pop Rocks, Tang, and Cool Whip. All three of them, Pop Rocks, Tang, and Cool Whip.
Yeah.
Where is the statue for William Mitchell? Where can I go to that museum? I'm in.
Oh, yeah. Iconic products.
This is a good spot to get out of here. It's the more you know before we go. Follow us on social. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow me. Go do it now. Follow us collectively at 985KLUC. Adrian?
Yes, sir. You can follow me on TikTok and Instagram. Same name, at Heavyweight Radio. A whole bunch of new content. Speaking of which, Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Search that to listen to it, to watch it on YouTube. The latest conversation is with AEW star Adam Cole, baby. And yeah, that's all I got.
And Michaela Gordon.
I'm Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and I will be at Delilah all weekend long.
Yeah, for crazy F1.
Yes.
Stuff.
Nutty stuff, but we'll be there.
Will you sing songs in different languages because of all the Europeans that will be in town for F1?
You know what? Funny. I should. I won't be, but that would be a good idea, actually, because I could have done La Vie en Rose in French.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll take it.
I don't even know what that is, but yeah, great. Yeah, yes, yes. That's a great idea. That's what I did.
That was your idea.
Would you like me to? That's right. That's what I said. What did you?
Yeah, say? Duh.
Would you like me to sing it for you right now?
Yeah.
La Vie en Rose.
Oh.
No idea what that song is.
Better than Gaga.
No clue. It's probably good. Yeah, really. Didn't I just say we were going to go? We probably should. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.